Pain is instructive, Duncan Chalk wheezed. On crystal rungs, he ascended the east wall of his office. Far on high was the burnished desk, the inlaid communicator box from which he controlled his empire. It would have been nothing for Chalk to sail up the wall on the staff of a gravitron. Yet each morning he imposed this climb on himself. A variety of hangers-on accompanied him. Leontes Damore of the mobile chimpanzee Lips, Bart Audad, Tom Nicolaides, notable for shoulders, and others. Yet Chalk, learning the lesson of pain once more, was the focus of the group. Flesh rippled and billowed on him. Within that great bulk were the white underpinnings of bone, yearning for release. 600 pounds of meat comprised Duncan Chalk. The vast leathery heart pumped desperately, flooding the massive limbs with life. Chalk climbed. The route zigged and back-switched up 40 feet of wall to the throne at the top. Along the way, blotches of thermoluminescent fungus glowed eagerly. Yellow asters tipped with red, sending forth pulsations of warmth and brightness. Outside, it was winter. Thin strands of new snow coiled in the streets. The leaden sky was just beginning to respond to the morning ionization poured into it by the great pylons of day. Chalk grunted. Chalk climbed. Audad said, "The idiot will be here in 11 minutes, sir. He'll perform."
"Bores me now," Chalk said. "I'll see him anyway."
"We could try torturing him," suggested the sly Damore in a feathery voice. "Perhaps then his gift of numbers would shine more brightly."
Chalk spat. Leontes Damore shrank back as though a stream of acid had come at him. The climb continued. Pale, fleshy hands reached out to grasp gleaming rods. Muscles snarled and throbbed beneath the slabs of fat. Chalk flowed up the wall, barely pausing to rest. The inner messages of pain dizzied and delighted him. Ordinarily, he preferred to take his suffering the vicarious way, but this was morning, and the wall was his challenge. Up, up, toward the seat of power. He climbed, rung by rung by rung, heart protesting, intestines shifting position inside the sheath of meat, loins quivering, the very bones of him flexing and sagging with their burden.